What's up, you guys? It's your girl Sailor P here, and I'm back with some more Sailor P tells it. So today is Saturday, and tomorrow another episode of Baddies is gonna be coming out. So I've been seeing like a little clips on Twitter and stuff about the next episode that's coming out tomorrow, which is gonna be the big blowout between Mariah Lynn, Rolly, and then Mariah Lynn and Sapphire. My whole thing with that is, first and foremost, Rolly is, I'm tired of Rolly. I really am. I'm really tired of Rolly. Like, she been trying to dictate how everybody is supposed to move within, you know, the show and stuff like that, and becoming like a really big old bully. Like, I'm a big girl, and you know, I ride for like big girls, but I don't ride for bullies. You know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, to me, with Mariah Lynn and Suki and Sapphire type of thing, I don't really believe that Mariah Lynn was really after Suki. You know what I'm saying? Because Suki kind of came at Mariah Lynn or whatever, and Mariah Lynn's just popping back, to be perfectly honest with you. Like, something about this next episode is throwing me off, because I think Rolly is setting fuel to the fire. Like, Rolly just thinks that she is so real and stuff like that. Now, I'll be surprised, like, when the reunion comes out, that Mariah Lynn did say something like, you know, she plotting against Suki and all that other stuff. Now, I will be surprised that she did say that, because I don't think Mariah Lynn is that type of person. Because I watched her on Love and Hip Hop. Like, she don't look like that type of person to be, you know, planning something against people. I just think that Mariah Lynn, like, is kind of like, you know, sailing or whatever, you know, just being a part of the group and stuff, and not really like bothering nobody. The reason why she had smoke with Smiley is because, for one, Smiley was antagonizing her, and then two, Smiley attacked her sister and stuff like that. So I get the beef between her and Smiley, but Suki and them, I don't know. Now, what I agree with Suki on is, you know, not being buddy-buddy, you know, with people that you really do not know. Like, I get Suki on that part. But it's the, you know, hey, you smacking your gums too much, you know, shut up, don't say nothing, all that other stuff. I feel like somebody should comment on Natalie's and Scotty's friendship, because it's weird. It's ridiculous and weird. Like, you like basically trying to pimp out your friend, to be honest. And Scotty is kind of like getting the backbone. But as y'all probably have seen, like, Scotty came up in there saying what's up, and you know, her and Natalie get to fighting. But then the next thing you know, like, or they talking it out and hugging and all that other stuff. It's weird. Like, their relationship is really, really weird. And even if Mariah Lynn wasn't really, you know, their friend and stuff like that, it's just the fact of the matter is, y'all are, like, really weird as friends. Because if I'm having that sort of problem with my friend, I don't think me and my friend can, you know, can really stay friends. Because Natalie just thinks that she can just, you know, bully Scotty and all that other stuff. And now that Scotty is getting a backbone and stuff like that, it's a problem and whatnot. And if people saying that, you know, oh, Scotty is getting the entitlement and stuff like that, like, I'll be like, okay, like, that's my friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you feel like, you know, if somebody is getting better treatment or what have you, I mean, yeah, say something and stuff like that. But I mean, that's supposed to be her friend, so yeah, she probably get, you know, treated a little differently than the rest of y'all. I mean, like Suki told Sapphire, you know, like for a friend, You know, you're supposed to be a ride or die, period. Ride or die, nothing else. You know what I mean? Like, and I kind of see where Sapphire is coming from when she was talking about, you know, holding her friend back, because, you know, people do become different when they drink. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll become, like, really, really different when they drink. Because, you know, there's, like, types of drunks, right? There's the fun drunk who just have fun. There's the chilling drunk who just get drunk, chill, pass out. And then there's the mean drunks who wants to fight and be aggressive and stuff like that. Maybe Sapphire in her hair was thinking that, okay, Suki is hot over the smiley thing and she been drinking, so this must be the main drunk that's gonna come out and just wanna fight and all that other stuff. Maybe that's what she was thinking. I wouldn't call Sapphire fake, but you know, to me, like, if my friend is going after somebody and somebody pour a drink on her and I just stand there and let that happen, oh no, no, no. Now, I do agree with people on that. Like, Sapphire should have done something with ET. Like, no. Like, you ain't finna sit here and throw a drink at my friend while I'm sitting here. Absolutely not. I'm definitely punching. Because, like Suki said, because that was corny. That was really corny what she did to Smiley. Like, Natalie was handling it and all that other stuff. Toshiki should have, you know, backed off too. Like, just sit down, let Natalie handle it, since it is her show and stuff like that. They should let Natalie handle Smiley, period. They shouldn't have Smiley come up in there surrounded by all those girls, because everybody has an opinion about something. But no, if that was me, if I was, you know, the boss of the show, I wouldn't even be, you know, entertaining that. I'll just be like, look, I don't know what happened, and I think it's best for you to go home, because you're getting sick, you just lost a baby, and I don't think this is the proper place for you to be right now. That's what I would have said. Whether she faked the seizure or not, which I don't believe that she did. I don't believe that she faked the seizure, because people who have seizures, they often, like, there's a type of seizure, like absent-minded seizures, that, you know, that causes people to forget, you know, what had happened. You know what I mean? So I don't think that she was faking that seizure. And if you see somebody holding their tongue when they're having a seizure, it's because it's to keep them from choking. You know what I'm saying? So, for them to say, oh, she's faking it, nah, that's actually the right procedure to do. Like, if you see somebody, like, you know, like, choking on their spit or something like that, you're supposed to hold their tongue and stuff like that, so they won't choke. But it's a weird vibe. It's been a weird vibe on Baddies East, and it's not likable at all, because we got a house A, then we got a house B, and it's like, no, like, if y'all supposed to be baddies and stuff like that, why can't everybody just get along up in the house? Like, it's crazy. Like, I don't think there should be no house B or no house A. Like, y'all supposed to be baddies. That's what baddies is supposed to do. This acts like teenage stuff. Like, you got your cliques and all that other stuff. Nah. But if I rather pick a house, I'm picking house B. Because house B didn't have no problems. They just really wanted to have fun. Really wanted to, you know, just really do baddie stuff. Like, what? House A is full of just drama. Full of drama. You know, kind of like mean girls versus, you know, cool girls. That's basically it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm not one of those girls that, like, I mean, I got a ratchet streak in me, but not that ratchet. Like, I still got my common sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was on the baddies, I'd definitely be in house B. That's the bottom line. I'm not dealing with no bully. I'm not dealing with no weird friendships. I'm not dealing with none of that iffy drama that's going on. Like, it's weird all around. And I'm hoping after this episode that comes out, I hope we get to the reunion, because at this point, we just need some answers about some things. Because, you know, they're not recording every single thing. You know, they edit stuff out. And most of the stuff that be coming out at the reunion. There's some questions that I got that need to be answered. And I'm just ready to see how this ends. Because Baddies East needs to end. Because there's some episodes that I did not want to see at all. Because it was not baddie material. Period. You know what I mean? Like, people fighting for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Sapphire going up against Mariah. It's for no reason, to be honest. Because you fight Mariah, but you didn't fight E.T. though. Because you started to build a bond with E.T.? No, absolutely not. That's not the way you redeem yourself. And plus, Mariah Lynn went up to Suki Hustle. To me, that's baddie material. Like, you don't gotta talk behind somebody's back. You know what I'm saying? Confront them yourself instead of going behind people's back. No. Absolutely not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's, for one, for me, I'm a fire sign. So, if I'm going to say something or whatever, I'm going to say it to you directly. Like, I ain't no punk that'll be like, you know, oh, I'm gossiping and all that other stuff. No, I'm finna say it to your face. No. Yeah, do I gossip? Yes, but if I got something to say to you, I'm gonna say it to your face. Period. Cause why should I gotta talk behind your back for what? Nope. And you know where I get it from is my mama. Cause okay. This is an example how, you know, we confront people. So, one of my neighbors upstairs had got locked out because she went to go get her daughter from the bus stop, and she always leaves her grandson alone. So, I guess this time, he had pushed the door, and it was locked. So, my mama went to go see, you know, what was going on, and the other neighbor, who, you know, speaks Spanish or whatever, you know, she had gave my mama a weird look, like, why are you coming out here? Like, my mama is that type of person who is genuinely concerned about people, because that's how she is. But my other neighbor, who lives across the way from us, she had gave my mama a weird look, like, oh, why are you coming out here? Like, you being nosy. And it's not because she is being nosy, it's because we hear her banging on the door and we hear her calling her grandson. You know what I mean? And we were trying to see, like, you know, what's up? And so, my mama really wants to confront the neighbor who thought that she was just being nosy. Like, no. Like, I'm not really being nosy. I'm really being genuinely concerned. But she hasn't seen my other neighbor. But when she sees her, she's definitely going to confront her. You know, that's the example. Like, we don't gotta talk behind your back if we see you in front of our faces. You see what I'm saying? And I think Rolly was just trying to spark something. I don't know. Maybe it's because she don't like Mariah Lynn being outspoken. Like I said, someone should speak out on Natalie's and Scotty's friendship. Because it's weird. It's really weird. Y'all fight and then y'all come together and then it be the same issue. Like, I can't be friends with people like that. I can't. If we still gonna be having the same type of issue, no. Then let's be associates. Like, let's keep our distance for a minute. Or find out what's really going on. Because there's something there between Natalie and Scotty. There's something iffy. And it's not cool. It's not a good look for a baddie. That's just my take on it. Because I'm not. I'm not really, like, understanding the friendship at all. But, you know. I think after this episode with Jamaica, I think they should just get to the reunion. Because a lot of people are just like, okay, they fighting, whatever, but we just need to see the reunion now. Baddie's East was definitely what's that season? Because it was a season that a Bad Girls Club that nobody really liked too much. I think it was season, I want to say season 15. I'm not sure. No. Season 16, 15, and I think season 14 is the season that people hardly ever liked because there was a lot of bullying going on. And that wasn't cool. That really wasn't cool. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all too old to be bullying people. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all get this money and stuff, but yet y'all ain't acting like baddies. Like, okay, you can get money. Like, you can get that money, but, like, don't be wretched with it. You see what I'm saying? Because that money can easily be slipped away just by doing something stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was bad enough that Krishan was really, you know, trying to get her sister jumped while she was pregnant. Like, what? Because your sister decided to be mature and not take it there. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, it's called growing up. Like, you don't gotta be this wretched person all the time. Like, I don't get why this generation feel like they gotta be wretched. Because even people that's older than me feels like they gotta be wretched all the time. Like, literally just all the time, blasting music every single day, having sex every single day, drinking and partying and all that other stuff. Like, that's not grown-up material. That's just you acting a fool for no reason. You see what I'm saying? Like, you don't gotta act that way just because you feel like, you know, it's the best way to act. And then you got kids watching this stuff. You see what I'm saying? And then they end up doing the exact same thing you do, and then you want to hoop and holler at them. No, they learn from the best. They learn from you. If you hooping and hollering, just drinking, just, you know, thinking that you can do whatever you want to do because you were, you know, because you grown or whatever, and they do the same thing, they got it from you. Period. If that's the type of example you want to treat your kids to, and they follow suit because that's all that you're teaching them, you can't yell at them. You can't yell at them. You can't be like, oh, you doing all this stupid stuff. Well, who taught me all this stupid stuff? You did. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I can't be that type of person. I can't. Like, I have my moments. Don't get me wrong. I do have my moments. But I don't want people to follow in that aspect if it's going to stir them in the wrong direction. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to, you know, you could party and do all that stuff, but it's another thing when you doing it in the wrong way. And you not being mature enough to handle your business. That's what a baddie is to me. Like, if you got the money, got the funds and stuff, of course, you know, have your fun, whatever. But if you're trying to do, like, business endeavors and stuff like that, then make sure that your fun time doesn't lead to what you're really trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Oh, excuse me. There's a time and place for all that. If you just thinking, oh, it's fun time all the time, you ain't finna get nowhere. You still gonna be stuck because you so worried about not having fun and being rowdy and disruptive to everybody and everybody's lives and stuff. You ain't finna get nowhere. Keep y'all up. And then they fighting over a dude. Some of them is fighting over a dude. I can't do that. Like, oh, that is, oh, that's something that Old Faithful do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't, no. I'm not finna fight over a guy that is still going to sleep with anything that walks. I'm not finna fight over that. No, absolutely not. No, I'm not finna fight over a dude who just used me for sex. You see what I'm saying? Like, no. Absolutely not. I'm not doing that. No, I'd rather be by myself. I'd rather be by myself because that's not love. That is not love. That is just a fuck. Like, what? Like, ooh. Ooh, child. This generation, hell boy. It will not be me. I cannot. Like, that's way too much effort. If the guy ain't finna put no effort in me, why should I put some effort in him? I don't do the chasing part. No. If you ain't about it, I'm not about it. Fuck you talking about. I'm finna leave you where you at. Fuck you saying? And I bet you some people be like, oh, well, that's why you're going to be by yourself. Okay, then, that's my fate. I'm going to be by myself. What? Does it get lonely? Yes, it does. But guess what? I would rather feel that loneliness than to be with somebody who's about mess. You see what I'm saying? And I don't want no woman or no girl to ever feel like they should only just cater to a dude. That's like that. No, absolutely not. If your dude ain't taking you out to dinner just because, or giving you flowers, or letting you talk about your day, or just being a guy, just being that guy for you, that's not the person that you should be with. You see what I'm saying? Like, I know I keep, you know, bringing her as an example. Like my mama, she don't got nobody in her life. Why? Because she ain't for the foolishness. Like, she don't got time for it. Like, she would rather just, you know, have fun, you know, while she's still living and whatnot. And if a guy just so happens to come her way, I mean, ain't no problem with that. And that's what I admire my mama the most about, is that she don't really got time for no foolishness. Like this generation, what people are trying to teach them is that, oh, you should bow down to the man because you shouldn't want to be by yourself. No, absolutely not. I'm not finna bow down to no man. He ain't my God. What you talking about? Nope. And for the women that bows down to a man like that, who just cheats on everybody, I feel very sorry for you, because you are more lonely than you really are. Just because the man kisses up on you certain days or whatever doesn't make him the partner for you. But you can still be lonely while you're in a relationship. Nope, absolutely not. I can't. Ooh, that's a skill. That is a skill. It's great F for me. Great F. Okay, I will fail at that. Because I can't. I cannot. I cannot. Mm-mm. Because that's boring. That's boring. That's tiresome. And it's not worth it. Why would I want to be with somebody who cheats on me? And, you know, even though, yeah, he got money, that's great. But I can make my own money. Like, each and every one of them baddies can make their own money because they've been on television before. And why would I want to fight another woman for somebody who's definitely not finna treat both of us right? Nope. No. That's why I'm like, you know, to the women that do bow down to these good-for-nothing men, power to y'all. You know, power to y'all. Because y'all definitely, y'all definitely good ones. Because one woman. No. And like I said, you know, you got these kids out here learning from this type of behavior. And then people be wondering what's wrong with them. Well, y'all teaching them. And that's why it be killing me when, you know, these dudes be having sons and daughters and stuff. And, you know, they grown and stuff like that. And they get with somebody else who acts just like them and then want to hoop and holler at their kids. And it's like, no, they learn from the best. They learn from you. You see what I'm saying? They learn from you. No. Your type of behavior can rub off on a child. It can. So, it's best for y'all to grow up. You need to grow up. So, I don't know what's gonna go down. I'm gonna be at work the next time. When the next episode comes up, I'm gonna be at work. So, I'm gonna have to catch it right after work. Ugh, I know, working at a restaurant. At my restaurant job or whatever, I'm gonna be leaving that job in a couple of days. Thank God. Cause it's not. It's not the job for me. But it's definitely gonna be a game changer for me. And I might have a lot more time for you guys. All right, let me get out of here. Oof, I did a long episode. Because you know why? It's the fact of the matter is, like, when you think about this show and what they be doing, it's just like, why? For what? Y'all supposed to be baddies. Y'all supposed to be getting the bag, having some fun. And then, you know, yeah, duke it out or whatever. And then, you know, still get back to what you need to do. You know? I don't know. That's just me. I'm probably the oddball of the world. I mean, I'm probably not the only one, but I'm just saying. It's weird. It's weird. Weird energy on Baddies East. So, I'm gonna get out of here. And hope to see you guys next time. Bye! Yeah.